This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is pressing its allies to move heaven and earth to keep Kyiv well supplied with weapons it needs to repel Russian forces as Moscow rains fire on eastern and southern Ukraine. Moscow has warned that the flow of weapons could trigger a wider war. Those concerns grew in Moldova, where explosions hit the separatist region for a second straight day. Russian forces also hit a strategic railroad bridge in the south. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that more help for Ukraine is on the way and that the West wants to ensure Russia won't be able to bully its neighbors. Meanwhile, Russia is cutting off gas supplies to two NATO and EU members. We get more details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Russia is halting the supply of gas to Poland and Bulgaria, an escalation in the deepening rift between the West and Moscow. Staunch Kremlin opponent Poland has been among the European countries seeking the toughest possible sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine. Poland said supplies from energy giant Gazprom via Ukraine and Belarus is being cut on Wednesday, but Warsaw said it did not need to draw on reserves as its gas storage was 76% full. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared so-called unfriendly countries to pay for gas imports in rubles, a move only a few buyers have implemented so far. Bulgaria, which is almost completely reliant on Russian gas imports, said it had fulfilled all its contractual obligations with Gazprom and the proposed new payment scheme was in breach of that agreement. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com.